"You're mental," said George, trying to push it back at Harry. "No, I'm not," said Harry. "You take it and get inventing. It's for the joke shop." "He is mental," Fred said in an almost awed voice. "Listen," said Harry firmly, "if you don't take it, I'm throwing it down the drain. I don't want it and I don't need it. But I could do with a few laughs. We could all do with a few laughs. I've got a feeling we're going to need them more than usual before long." "Harry," said George weakly, weighing the money bag in his hands, "there's got to be 1,000 galleons in here."
"Yeah," said Harry, grinning.
"Think how many canary creams that is." The twins stared at him. "Just don't tell your mum where you got it, although she might not be so keen for you to join the ministry any more, come to think of it." "Harry," Fred began, but Harry pulled out his wand. "Look," he said flatly, "take it, or I'll hex you. I know some good ones now. Just do me one favour, okay? Buy Ron some different dress robes and say they're from you." He left the compartment before they could say another word, stepping over Malfoy, Crabbe and Goyle, who was still lying on the floor, covered in hex marks. Uncle Vernon was waiting beyond the barrier. Mrs. Weasley was close by him. She hugged Harry very tightly when she saw him and whispered in his ear,
"I think Dumbledore will let you come to us later in the summer. Keep in touch, Harry."
"See you, Harry," said Ron, clapping him on the back.
"Bye, Harry,"
said Hermione, and she did something she had never done before and kissed him on the cheek.
"Harry."
"Thanks,"
George muttered, while Fred nodded fervently at his side. Harry winked at them, turned to Uncle Vernon, and followed him silently from the station. There was no point worrying yet, he told himself, as he got into the back of the Dursleys' car. As Hagrid had said, what would come, and he would have to meet it when it did.
We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of J.K. Rowling's fourth volume in the Harry Potter series. This program was produced by David Rapkin and directed by Kathleen Hale. Executive producers Tim Ditlow and Orly Moskowitz. Copyright 2000 by J.K. Rowling. Production copyright 2000, Random House Incorporated. All rights reserved.